Anti-abortion activists are energized. In a normal year, the Pink House has its share of regular protesters, but ahead of the December hearing, abortion tourists, as the clinic volunteers call them, have begun showing up on the sidewalk every day. Melissa Fowler, Chief Program Officer at the National Abortion Federation, which tracks threats to abortion clinics, says she's heard from members who report an escalation in anti-abortion rhetoric, criminal activities, and the intensity of activities since last year. Brewer herself has become a lightning rod. She thinks she's doing a good thing, says Barbara Beavers, who was trying to discourage patients from entering the Pink House in October, but she's killing babies. Coleman Boyd, a local physician who regularly protests outside the clinic with his wife and children, also calls out Brewer by name. She and her staff, he says, have a heart to kill. It's in this context that Brewer, one eye still trained on the security footage, walks out the clinic's front door and strides over to the unfamiliar truck idling a few yards from the building. She exchanges words with the driver, then rolls her eyes and flashes a nod of assurance to her staff. The truck is part of a national anti-abortion group's protest that evening. Nothing to worry about. Back at her desk, in front of a sign reading Queen Warrior, Brewer considers the enormity of her role in the moment, the last director of her state's last abortion clinic, just weeks before the most momentous high court hearing on abortion in a generation. I'm going to appreciate the time that we have, she says. Once we go to court, every day that we are open and see patients and get to talk to them, it's like we don't know if this is the last time. Abortion wasn't always such a partisan subject in America. Nearly a half century ago, when the Supreme Court decided Roe, the ruling wasn't as polarizing as it is now, says Mary Ziegler, a law professor at Florida State University and an expert on the legal history of abortion. Republicans kept the issue at arm's length, wary of anti-abortion activists who they saw as wild children, she says. Democrats rarely discussed it at all. That began to change in the 1980s, Ziegler explains, when a cadre of GOP strategists seized on abortion as a way to animate the religious right and win over voters who might otherwise lean left. These activists began to test the limits of Roe, working closely with state lawmakers to pass new abortion restrictions, such as mandated waiting periods or minimum measurements for clinics, rooms, and corridors.